This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Holiday travel could set records. We have the story.
Congress goes home without a health care agreement. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A Wichita man is hurt following a rollover crash in the northeast part of the city. That story is coming up.
Christmas is this week, and many people are traveling to make it home ahead of the holiday. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has more.
The Christmas travel rush officially underway. AAA expecting record numbers to take trains, planes, and automobiles this holiday season. More than 122 million people are expected to hit the roads, with about 8 million flying. AAA saying the cost of flying has gone up this year. The average cost of a domestic ticket is priced at just under $900.
More than 6,300 flights in the U.S. were delayed, and at least 250 of them were canceled Sunday, according to FlightAware.com.
Lawmakers are preparing for another health care battle next year. Fox's Chad Pergram explains from Capitol Hill.
Lawmakers aren't passing out presents at the holidays. They're handing out blame. But Democrats say Republicans abandoned the Capitol for Christmas and New Year's without even voting on a subsidy extension. Republicans accuse Democratic leaders of not wanting to actually fix the problem and trying instead to seize health care as an issue for the 2026 midterms. In their quest to renew Obamacare tax credits, Democrats wouldn't fund the government this fall. Another shutdown deadline looms in late January. Lawmakers believe there's a path for a bipartisan compromise in 2026.
Four Republicans joined Democrats to sign a discharge petition to force a vote on a bill to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies. Republicans want to end subsidies to insurance companies, and President Trump says that money should go directly to the people.
A rollover crash in northeast Wichita seriously injured a Wichita man.
It happened at 2:15 Saturday afternoon in the eastbound lanes of K-96 west of Greenwich Road. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a vehicle was following another in the outside lane when the lead vehicle slowed down for congested traffic. The rear vehicle could not slow down in time and made an unsafe lane change from the outside into the inside lane. The driver then overcorrected back to the outside lane and rolled multiple times before coming to a rest on the driver's side. 22-year-old Gabriel Brack was taken to Wesley Medical Center for serious injuries. The KHP says he was wearing a seatbelt. The crash closed down the eastbound lanes of K-96 for a time. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Two men were arrested Saturday after a woman told police that she was held at gunpoint in the 2900 block of North Vassar in Wichita. A 63-year-old woman told officers two men approached her in her driveway, demanding money from her and trying to force her into her vehicle. The suspects fled the area when police arrived. With the help of a drone and a canine, police did locate two men aged 23 and 30. They were arrested on charges of aggravated kidnapping and aggravated robbery.
Gasoline prices fell 9 cents over the last 2 weeks to a new national average of $2.99 per gallon for regular grade. That's according to analyst Trilby Lundberg. While crude oil prices usually impact prices at the pump, Lundberg says the recent price drop was fueled by a shrinking demand for gas in the U.S.
We can see the cuts in gasoline prices stopped by whatever crude oil prices do, and they may rise instead because there is far greater tension now in the oil market because of the U.S. blockade of sanctioned ships in and out of Venezuela, and because there is no ceasefire in sight still between Russia and Ukraine.
Lundberg says gasoline prices dropped 17 cents over the last month, and the current price is 13 cents lower than 1 year ago. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Another effort by the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday, but this season kind of continues on its own path. We'll have lowlights and other reaction coming up in sports.
Not everyone lost out at Saturday night's Powerball jackpot drawing. More news just ahead on KNSS.
Wichita Brewing Company answers the statement, let's
go. KNSS News Time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, 49 degrees here at KNSS. Colorado Governor Jared Polis accused President Donald Trump of playing political games Sunday after the Trump administration denied disaster declaration requests following wildfires and flooding in the state earlier this year. That's the state of Colorado. Polis' office said he received late Saturday 2 denial letters from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The letters follow requests for major disaster declarations following wildfires and mudslides in August and what Polis had described as historic flooding across southwest Colorado in October. Polis said the state would appeal.
Hundreds of laws were approved this year in California. Many of them will take effect starting in the new year.
The California laws include protections for consumers, renters, and students. One requires food delivery platforms to give Californians a full refund if the order is not delivered or if the wrong order was delivered. Another requires rental units to have a working stove and refrigerator for tenants. The California Combating Auto Retail Scams, or CARS Act, will allow folks to return a used car for a refund within 3 days of buying it. It will also require dealers to disclose the full cost of a vehicle up front, preventing them from adding useless fees. And the Phone Free School Act will require every school district, charter school, and county office of education to adopt a policy limiting or prohibiting the use of smartphones during school hours by July 1st. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Despite recent calls for Republicans to back Vice President J.D. Vance in 2028, one Republican senator says he's not on board.
Vice President Vance has gotten endorsements from Turning Point USA CEO Erica Kirk, as well as Secretary of State Marco Rubio in a recent Vanity Fair article to be the next GOP presidential nominee. But Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul said on ABC's This Week, a politician that embraces tariffs won't get his support.
These pro-tariff protectionists, they love taxes. And so they tax, 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 and then they brag about all the revenue coming in. That has never been a conservative position.
Senator Paul said he'll keep trying to lead a conservative free market wing of the Republican Party, but offered no alternative to a possible Vance candidacy. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Not everyone lost out on Saturday night's Powerball jackpot drawing.
A Powerball ticket sold in Southern California may not have captured the $1.5 billion jackpot, but it didn't perform too shabby either, as it ended up winning more than $2.3 million, making it the highest consolation prize. It was purchased at Wright's Market in Oxnard, according to California Lottery's website. No word yet on who owns the winning ticket. The Golden State sold more than 400 Powerball tickets worth upwards of $400 over the weekend. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The traffic volume's getting a little bit heavier out there. I'm not seeing it slowing anything down on the highways, just taking a look at those traffic cameras out there. At least not as much as some of the road construction appears to be the thing that's slowing things down out there. Just got a little bit of a slowdown right now. And this is on the new ramp from northbound I-135 over onto I-235 southbound. And we got a lot of traffic in that area right there by I-235 and Broadway as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jensen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. Happy Christmas week, I guess we should
Christmas
say.
Week. Yes.
Yeah, it's Christmas week. And I hope Santa's prepared to come to Kansas in a Speedo this year because, wow, it's going to be quite warm. You know, we're looking at record high temperatures across western Kansas today. Wichita's not going to have a record today, but we're certainly going to make a run at it as we move toward Christmas Day. If you haven't heard, the record happens to be 68 on the holiday itself, and our forecast calling for highs up around 70 degrees. So this is going to be one of the strangest Christmas week forecasts we've had in a very long time. It's not that we can't get into the 60s and 70s in December, because we know it's happened before, but to string together so many days that are going to be this warm at this time of the year feels very weird. And if we weren't surrounded by all the Christmas decorations, we might have think that we've escaped already into springtime. But 62 on the high today. Now, we do have a bunch of low clouds out there this morning, so we may not see a whole lot of sunshine until late in the morning or heading into the afternoon. But we will get into the 60s by the end of the day. Tonight's low 39. We're headed for 64 tomorrow. And for Christmas Eve day, we'll be up around 70 degrees. The record high on Christmas Eve happens to be 83. We won't be that warm, but certainly above average for this time of the year. And in case you're wondering what comes as far as travel conditions after the holiday is over with, we're in good shape. There's going to be a cold front coming in over the weekend, which will be dropping the temperature back to around 40 degrees by Sunday, next weekend, of course. But it doesn't appear there's going to be any chance for rain or snow. So travel-wise, we're in great shape this week, and hopefully you won't need to pack as many layers as you head off to Grandma's house for the holiday. Right now in Wichita, a cloudy start to the day, 49 degrees. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
And this is what, the first full day of winter?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about
yep,
that?
Yep, that's right.
It's yeah, like
first
a
full day of winter, yeah, 60s.
Like Melakalikimaka week instead of Christmas week.
Get out your grass skirt.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. Thank you, sir. And it's an interesting forecast today. We appreciate it. We'll talk to with you tomorrow morning. This is the Storm Team 12 forecast with Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Yeah. Weird, weird weather. Weird weather. Okay. Today is the 22nd day of December, and it was on this date in 1965. The movie Dr. Zhivago, David Lean's adaptation of Boris Pasternak's novel, had its world premiere. Starring Omar Sharif and Julie Christie, it became one of cinema's highest grossing films. And I remember going to the movie with my brother and his wife. And I was, of course, I was, 16, 15 years old with a young lady that I went along with too. And I'd never seen or heard of Omar Sharif and Julie Christie because I hadn't seen Lawrence of Arabia.
Okay.
So I didn't know. And I was mesmerized. I just thought that was, I still think it's one of the best movies
it's
ever.
It's a beautiful
made.
Movie. It's a because great movie.
Yeah, it's like, it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And the cinematography and David Lean.
And the music.
It's in the plot. It's just, wow. It's just a powerhouse motion picture.
Dr. Zhivago, Yuri Andreevich. Of course, Rod Steiger.
Rod Steiger is kind of
a great, great movie.
Nitwit, nasty guy in the movie.
Okay,
but according to the critics were kind of divided on it. Critics
really?
But the public loved
it. Well, it's a beautiful movie.
Yeah. It's always been a favorite by the moviegoers.
Okay. Ralph Fiennes having a birthday today, 63 years old today. This guy's become one of my favorites. He's got a Tony Award, nominations for 3 Academy Awards, 7 Golden Globe Awards, and a Primetime Emmy Award. Of course, he was the really nasty Nazi in Schindler's List. Ooh, that's where I first saw him, because I couldn't watch The English Patient. I watched about 10 minutes of it, fell asleep, and never got back to it. Is it worth watching, The English
nope.
Patient?
No, okay. Boring movie.
Just really.
Overrated.
He was also in Quiz Show and Made in Manhattan. And like I say, everything I've seen him in, I've liked. I think the guy's great. What do you think about him, huh?
He's good in just about everything.
Did you hear us mention the last hour that Craig Mead had a birthday over the weekend?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, the Meadster.
One of our favorite co-workers ever.
Yeah, he's down in Oklahoma and having a birthday.
Oh, good.
Saturday he had a birthday, so happy birthday,
good
Craig.
Guy.
Great talent and a great guy. Let's see. It's 7:17, Stephen Ted in the morning in here on KNSS, and it is sports time with Ted, who's going to give us an update on those Kansas City Chiefs and their interesting football season.
Yeah, a lost season, and it just kind of keeps getting worse. The Kansas City Chiefs in Nashville yesterday, taking on the bottom team in the conference, the Tennessee Titans, and this game was pretty much controlled by the Titans. The Chiefs really couldn't get much going. The Chiefs also had another quarterback disaster. Of course, last week it was quarterback Patrick Mahomes, done for the season with a torn ACL in his left knee. Well, guess what happened yesterday? The backup quarterback, Gardner Minshew, it looks like he is out for the season with a torn ACL in his left knee.
Wow.
So the Chiefs were down to their third-string quarterback.
Same injury?
Same torn ACL, same knee. Yeah.
Wow.
Back-to-back weeks. So the Chiefs were down to their third-string quarterback, Chris Oladokun, and couldn't get any offense going. Tennessee did, though. You heard the game yesterday. Mitch Holtis with the call right here on KNSS.
Titans first down and goal to go at the four, leading by 7. 12 minutes to go in the game. Tight formation. They're going to run it outside with two blockers in front of the runner. Easy touchdown. Tajay Spears. The Titans loaded up on the outside with extra blockers and an easy touchdown by the third-year running back for Tennessee, and now they have opened up a 22-9 lead.
And the Chiefs' offense just pretty much sputtered all day long.
Third and 20 for the Chiefs at their own 25. 2:27 to go in the game. Oladokun takes the snap, twist by the Titans, late pressure, another sack. And he gets blasted at the 14. That's a loss of 11. That's minus 28 on back-to-back sacks. And they ran a twist that time. Ward gets another sack.
Yeah. Titans win it 26-9. As the Chiefs have now lost 4 in a row, and they will have their first losing season in 13 years. After the game, here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
That is a tough one. You know, the positive is that a lot of guys are getting to play. I mean, that's about all I can bring out of that. So we've got too many mistakes, so too many penalties.
Yep, that all adds up. The Chiefs have 2 more games left. The next one is just 3 days away. They play on Christmas Day, so we'll be talking about that as the week goes along. The Chiefs take another loss. Speaking of the Chiefs, too, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and the Kansas Department of Commerce are hosting what they're calling a special event this afternoon in Topeka. And this announcement will be made at about 3 o'clock. Earlier in the afternoon, state lawmakers are expected to vote on a plan which would usher in the Chiefs moving to the state of Kansas, out of Missouri. That Star Bond money that Kansas has made available for the Chiefs and the Royals expires on New Year's Eve. So that money would build a brand new stadium in Kansas. Now, the Royals are not involved with whatever today's festivities are. I don't know. So
Chiefs only.
We'll see what happens with what that special event is today in Topeka. We'll see what the big announcement is from Governor Kelly.
I wonder if they could move one team and leave the other.
Well, sure they could.
Okay.
Hey,
it's still Kansas City.
Kansas has said, hey, the money's there if you want it, and the Royals apparently can't figure out what they're going to do, and they don't know what they're going to do. So,
okay. Wouldn't it be nice if you had people bidding for you like that?
Wouldn't it?
Ooh.
Well, I'll never know.
No.
No. We did have Shocker men's basketball yesterday at Coke Arena. The Shockers taking on Eastern Kentucky. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl with the call on 103.7 KEYN.
Dre looking ahead, brings it up the floor, hands to Giles for a long three. Good. Kenyon Giles didn't take a shot in the first half, missed his first two in the second half from three. He's made 3 in a row and has 9 points.
Of course.
Shocks made 12 threes on the day. Beat Eastern Kentucky 88-57. The Shocks go into Christmas break with a record of 8-5. Shocker head coach Paul Mills yesterday in the postgame press conference informed us all that a couple of weeks ago he fainted after the Northern Iowa game and went to the hospital, and it turned out his right coronary artery was 100% blocked for about 6 hours, and maybe another half hour he might have had a fatal heart attack.
Wow.
So Coach Mills is on the mend after surgery, and I think he might be a pretty lucky guy.
Oh, yeah.
Still be alive.
I think so.
That's harrowing. And we have men's basketball in Lawrence tonight. 17th-ranked Kansas hosting Davidson. Jayhawks are a 17.5-point favorite going into this one at 7 o'clock tonight in Lawrence. That is sports with Steve and Ted.
And 722 now. Keep it here for house call for health. Holiday travel can bring a range of emotions. That's on the way. Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS.
Stephen Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 7:30. Stephen Ted, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, and 49 degrees. At least 9 people are dead in a shooting at a bar in South Africa.
A group of around 12 gunmen are said to have been responsible for this attack. Police say they opened fire at a pub in Bekkestal Township, about 30 miles west of South Africa's largest city, Johannesburg. As they fled the scene, the gang are said to have continued to shoot randomly. There are still 10 victims in the hospital. Detectives say they're not sure about the motive for the shooting, but there have been several similar bar shootings in recent years. South Africa has one of the highest homicide rates in the world. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A much smaller agenda facing the Wichita City Council at tomorrow's meeting.
The council will discuss a proposed resolution that would guide the city in using some of the funds collected with a potential citywide 1% sales tax. Last week, the council approved a special election in March with that sales tax proposal on the ballot. If approved by voters, the resolution means the city would not spend public dollars on the development and construction of a new downtown public performing arts center until matching private donations are secured. The council will also discuss purchasing additional drone equipment for Wichita's first responders. Tuesday's meeting is the last of 2025. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court is stepping down due to health reasons. Justice Eric Rosen will assume the role on January 2nd after serving as acting Chief Justice since Chief Justice Marla Luckert suffered a stroke in October. Luckert says she will remain on the court as an associate justice, but has also indicated that she is considering retirement after finishing work on several outstanding cases.
Gasoline prices in the United States have dropped during the last month. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the price decrease is because of weak demand.
We've had a pump price drop of 9 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks. This is on top of another drop before that in the prior 2 weeks. The new price of $2.99 per gallon for regular is 17 cents lower than a month ago.
And the current price is 13 cents lower than a year ago.
South Carolina U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham completed a trip to Israel, but delivered a not-so-optimistic prospect for peace in Gaza.
Quite frankly, there again, our governor is probably the worst at...
Are the Kansas City Chiefs really coming to Kansas? Governor Laura Kelly and other elected officials, are making a special announcement this afternoon in Topeka regarding a potential stadium deal that could bring the Chiefs to the Sunflower State. Kansas Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins says Governor Kelly needs to have her political ducks in a row before making the announcement. KNSS News Time now, 7:33. Let's take a look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Areas of low clouds and fog this morning give way to sunshine and mild temperatures this afternoon. It's a high of 62, south wind 10 to 15. Clear and upper 30s tonight. More of the same on Tuesday. Foggy start, then a sunny finish with a high in the middle 60s. Morning fog, then mostly sunny on Christmas Eve, high 69, 75 on Christmas Day. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And right now, cloudy sky, 49 degrees, south wind, gusting to 35 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:33 here on the first full day of winter. And it's time to check in with the mayor. Monday's with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Steve and Ted.
Do you have one of those busy weekends like you always have?
No, not as bad this weekend, actually. It was I was trying to recover. I have some sort of under-the-weather cold or something. But I had the opportunity to be with some folks on the longest night of the year, which was yesterday. It was a memorial to remember the individuals who faced homelessness and died on the streets this past year.
Wow, and that's a tragedy. I do have that homeless count coming up. When is that? Here in a few weeks? When is that?
Yeah, that will be in January.
In January, yeah.
And in the meantime, though, I want to remind people that the city's 24/7, 365-day shelter is open, and they are allowing anyone over the age of 18 to have sheltering. And I had the opportunity to tour the Second Light shelter on Friday, and we're trying to figure out more ways to allow more people to come inside, especially when it gets cold, because the only 24/7 shelters around are ours, and also Union Rescue Mission has a shelter for men only, and we're very appreciative that they have resources like that for individuals.
Because it's the weather now, and so you know it doesn't mean we're going to panic, but on the other hand, we know it's going to get cold sometime here in the next few weeks, right?
Agreed, which is, again, why we went and toured on Friday to try to figure out, could we have more chairs around? What are opportunities to let people come inside?
All right, so we got the last Wichita City Council meeting of this year is coming up tomorrow. And it's apparently Rodney Price is saying it's a pretty light agenda. What can you tell us?
It is a very light agenda. It was supposed to just be a workshop. As you know, the fourth Tuesday of the month is a workshop, which means we just talk about topics and give guidance to staff to draft either an ordinance or further plans. But instead, it's going to become a regular meeting. As you know, last week on Tuesday, we held the second to last meeting, and it lasted from 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., so this one will definitely be much lighter. This one has a couple of really interesting items. We're very grateful to Quick Trip. They are making a big donation to provide some drones over by Washington and Douglas. And so that will be one of the items receiving this grant. Then there's the reappointments of judges. Municipal judges are different than district court judges. And we're going to reappoint them tomorrow. And then just several items that are in the consent agenda.
Getting down toward the end of the year, of course, Christmas is this week. Do you celebrate Christmas? Is it the most important day? You know, some people say it's the most important holiday, or the one they like the best. What are your feelings about Christmas, generally speaking?
Well, absolutely. As a Christian, I am very grateful for Christmas season, and I am looking forward to spending time with my family and my friends and attending church service on Christmas Eve. So if anyone's looking for a place to really celebrate what the holiday is about, come out to New Spring. New Spring is going to have church service on Christmas Eve at 1, 2:45, and 4:30.
All right. Are you going to be there?
I will be there, and I'm looking forward to Pastor Mark's message on Christmas Eve. And again, this is a season that I hope we always remember year-round. It's about being kind to each other, bringing light where there's darkness, and just, you know, gathering with those who are important to each and every one of us.
Do you have
so Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners.
Well, sure, but do you have in your life, has there been one Christmas that stands out for good or bad, or is there one that stands out? That's my question.
No, I think all my Christmases have been great so far, and I'm just grateful to spend time with family.
Ted, anything for the mayor?
I wholeheartedly agree. I think Christmas, just over the years, it's kind of an amalgam of memories.
Yeah.
Year after year that just kind of solidify themselves in your life, and you just give thanks to those times when you're with people you loved.
It becomes more than the opening presents in the morning. Mm-hmm. Often I can remember.
See, to me, that's so far down the list.
Yeah. Well,
it's the food and the family that stick with me.
Food and the family. And going to church.
Exactly.
Of course.
Go food, ahead. Family, and faith, y'all. Food,
yep.
Family, and
exactly.
Faith.
Exactly.
All right. Very good. Mayor, again, we will not talk to you until, after Christmas. So Merry Christmas to you and your family. Have a good one.
Okay? Yeah, get healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, get healthy.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu here with Stephen Ted in the Morning. Mondays with the mayor with Stephen Ted in the Morning. Today is Monday, December 22nd, the first full day of winter here in South Central Kansas. Yesterday's high 52, a normal high 44 for the date. And it was on this date in 1989, an Arctic air mass spread southeast across the Central Plains and eastern U.S. as a staggering 137 cities set record lows for the date, 35 of which were record lows for December. One such location, Wichita. We accomplished both feats, chilled out at a low of 16 below.
Mm.
16 below. How about that?
No, I'm glad we're not doing that this year.
Well, I didn't really put her to work, but my wife suggested she'd like to, so I let her cook a pot roast for me yesterday, actually for both of us.
Mm, that sounds good.
Oh, it was outstanding.
I'll bet it was.
Wow. And then when we got the oven, we got that out of the oven, she started popping cookies in there, and you saw what happened.
Oh, my.
She brought the chocolate chip cookies are here today.
So there might be a nuance of pot roast. That may be the best cookie ever.
Pot roast chocolate chip cookies. What could be better? Combining the best of all worlds there. All right, 7:40, Steve and Taylor in the morning here on KNSS. A new dining concept considered for Wichita. That's part of the Wichita Business Journal update coming up.
Wichita loves new dining concepts.
Steve and Taylor in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Taylor in the morning, KNSS, 7:45 here on a Monday morning. Three big things. A Christmas present at the pumps. U.S. gas prices down 9 cents over the past 2 weeks to a national average of $2.99 a gallon. The holiday travel season is here, and AAA expects it to be one of the busiest holidays on record. Congress leaves town without a health care agreement. Insurance premiums expected to skyrocket for millions of Americans next week. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
I just got a call from one of the traffic trackers. Traffic tracker Tom gave us a call and a heads up on this one. Northbound on I-135, we have a stalled out vehicle, and it is between MacArthur and Hydraulic. So down there on the south part of I-135 here in Wichita, stalled out vehicle. Traffic volume still pretty thin there, so not really slowing anything down. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Gradually clearing today with a high of 63 degrees. Sunday's high was 52. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 40. And then on Tuesday, patchy fog. And then sunny with a high of 64 degrees. Here on this first full day of winter, a cloudy sky. We have a south wind at 18 miles per hour and 49 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And the patio's a good spot here for the next day or two. At the Monarch, might be a good place to go. Have yourself a beer or a libation. Bring your friends to the Monarch. West Douglas in historic Delano. AI competition is growing.
Fox on Tech.
OpenAI has declared a code red effort to improve ChatGPT. According to the Wall Street Journal, CEO Sam Altman sent out a memo that says they need to improve the quality of their chatbot and delay other products like advertising and AI agents. They're looking for improvements on personalization, speed, reliability, and question answering capabilities because competition is heating up. Google released their latest Gemini model, and it surpassed OpenAI with industry benchmark tests. Google says that their monthly active users also are climbing from 450 million in July to 650 million in October. For ChatGPT, OpenAI says they have 800 million active users per week. The head of ChatGPT, Nick Turley, posted on X writing, quote, "Our focus now is to keep making ChatGPT more capable, continue growing and expand access around the world." For Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
AI stocks helped boost the market to a positive close Friday.
Stocks finishing higher as a rebound in technology shares gained momentum. Mega cap tech stocks extending gains from Thursday when chipmaker Micron Technology's strong forecast reignited optimism in the AI trade. AI-related stocks have come under pressure of late over lofty valuations and funding concerns. Micron stock rose again over 7%. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and NVIDIA. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Nike, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 180. 183 points. The Nasdaq higher by 301. S&P 500 up 60. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Two popular Wichita eateries are considering opening at a food hall concept proposed by Steve Fehlmeyer, the former chief financial officer at Coke, Inc. Fehlmeyer partnering with landowner Christopher Lee with PBP Management Group to propose a 4,000-square-foot commercial space that can accommodate two restaurants with shared seating to be located at 21st and Hillside in North Wichita. That would serve as a potential home for Giorgio's Two Barbecue, a barbecue and a soul food staple in Wichita, and Lady Burritos, a new food delivery concept with authentic flavors based on La Sierra Tarahumara traditions in Chihuahua, Mexico. Since retiring from Coke a couple of years ago, Fehlmeyer has pursued adding affordable housing to Wichita. He's working on 75 homes between remodeling and new builds. And he also wants to bring affordable amenities to the area.
Fast casual Asian restaurant chain Teriyaki Madness is planning a College Hill location months after opening its first on the west side of Wichita. Wichita businessman and Teriyaki Madness franchisee Johnny Steven opened the first location of the Denver-based chain at 3801 North Ridge Road on the northwest corner of 37th and Ridge. A building permit shows plans for a Teriyaki Madness at 344 North Hillside near Central and Hillside. The chain started in 2003 and 50 locations, that is, by 2019. It has experienced rapid growth, has more than 195 locations across 42 states in 2025, and that's according to its website. And that's local business news this morning, the Wichita Business Journal. And our friend, of course, Kirk Semenoff, taking a little time off this week.
Yeah, that's local food news.
Local food news.
From the Wichita Business.
I recently went to Teriyaki Madness over there on the west side.
What's it like?
It's really enjoyable. I liked it a lot.
Is it, would it be Japanese food or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's fairly.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Really good, actually. I had a very decent meal there. It was
Yeah.
Very good. I bought a Powerball ticket over the weekend.
Oh, of course, really?
You'll be surprised to know that I didn't win anything. Now, a couple of weeks
ago. Like millions of other Americans, you did not win anything.
A couple of weeks ago, of course, I don't buy them very often, so I don't really know much about Powerball. I didn't even know how it could cost for a ticket. A couple of weeks ago, I bought one, and then I returned to the Dillons. A couple of days later, I sought the manager and registered my complaint that I said, you know, I bought this Powerball ticket, and I didn't win anything. So I was asking for a $2 refund, but they wouldn't do that.
Not accommodating.
I guess that's not the way it works. All right.
So it's $2.
Yeah. But you could win $1.5 billion.
I am.
And after taxes, it's $79. So there you go. All right. Christmas Day could be up to 75 degrees.
How about that? We've got a warm Christmas week this year.
Wow. And when I say that, I get that television commercial for Corona.
Mm-hmm.
Where they've... You got lights on a palm tree.
That's a great commercial.
I like it. And again, see here. What else? I wanted to share.
Oh, except instead of palm trees here in Wichita, we have, you know, empty oak trees.
Empty oak trees, yeah.
To look at.
I saw a decent sharing with you some culture here. I saw a decent movie over the weekend, mm-hmm. Shelley and I. Actually, it was pretty good on Netflix. It's called The Outfit. Have you heard of this thing? It's very interesting.
Tell me.
Man is he's a tailor in Chicago. Immigrated from England, and he's got his little tailor shop, and he's making these beautiful suits entirely for the mob. Almost every customer is a mobster. And there transpires a story where he minds his own business apparently, but then everything starts going, the wheels start coming. It's very good, very involved. Now I don't know, I didn't catch the star's name. Primary star, but he was the guy who played the spy in Bridges with Tom Hanks. He played the Russian spy that we traded. You remember that character?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
No. Okay.
But... Yeah, I remember the spy trade.
I can't remember his name. But anyway, it's a good movie. And I've saw, like I said, I haven't seen any really Christmas movies over the weekend, just the tail end of Holiday Affair with Robert, with Mitchum and
Janet Leigh.
That's one of my favorites.
I love that movie.
It's a very good movie.
Very good.
Okay, let's see.
My dad didn't like that movie.
He didn't?
No.
What did he not like about
it? He didn't like the fact that Janet Leigh was going for Bob Mitchum instead of the other guy.
Well, the other guy was boring.
Yeah, but my dad said, the other guy, he has a steady job, he's a good guy, and yet she's going out with this bum that doesn't have a job. And yes, he was very...
Yeah, Wendell Corey.
He's very practical about the whole thing.
And the guy she was dating had a nice car. You know?
There's no single mom would reject this guy with a nice job and go for this idiot that's unemployed.
Well, see, and that's funny.
I'm looking at the movie.
We look at Robert Mitchum, and in his day, he was considered a big sex symbol and all that. My wife doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't care for him at all. You know, she can't. She can't stomach.
But I disagree with my dad. I like that movie.
I do too. I think it's a great movie. Okay, today is. You know, you've heard the saying, "Great things come in small packages."
Mm-hmm.
Today is National Short Person Day. I bet you didn't know there was a Short Person Day. I have been in my past. I've been the short person. I was the shortest person, almost the shortest person in the class until about in the ninth grade. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
It's varied, yeah. I started out in seventh grade at 4'11".
Okay.
And when I left the ninth grade, I was at 5'11".
Well, see, got a little spurt there.
A little rapid growth going on there.
But, Mr. Basketball going on.
Yeah. Short person day. All right. Let's see here.
Paul Williams wrote a song about that.
Yeah.
Short people.
Yeah. Got nobody.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Steve and Ted in the morning here, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us. We have a lot planned for you this morning. Got the latest on the busiest travel day so far this year. That's coming up. Ted has sports.
This is the busiest travel day of the year?
It's the busiest. This will be the busiest Christmas. So put it that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's going to be the busiest Christmas time. I'm not sure that Thanksgiving may be the busiest. But,
I guess people don't have jobs to attend to.
I guess not.
They're going to be out on Monday.
Ted has. It's a busy travel season. We're going to talk about the day coming up.
Okay.
Not today.
Oh, it's not today. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got confused.
I'm terribly confused right now, but you're going to do sports, aren't you?
Of course. We'll see what the Chiefs did yesterday against the Tennessee Titans, and we'll have reaction and highlights from that game coming up.
What about entertainment news? How about the blur?
Yeah, we've got entertainment news. Get your box office results from the weekend. We got some massive movie anniversaries today, so we'll get to all that coming up in the blur at 8:35 this morning.
And we have back to work traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.